the Selective Service Laws to make changes which would allow draftees and National Guardsmen to fight outside the Western Hemisphere. The Republic of Panama ordered the arrest of Japanese residents. Mexico and Cuba pledged their support of the United States, along with several South American nations. Costa Rica, Canada, the Dutch East Indies, and possibly Australia have already declared war. In London, the Home Office declared a state of war between Japan and Britain, and police began an immediate roundup. Parliament is acting this morning to make a formal declaration. On the Russian war front this morning, the Red Army claims to have recaptured several villages around Moscow, wiping out 30,000 Nazi troops in the operation. Pravda asserts that Russian forces have now cleared the highway all the way from the capital to the munition city of Tula, 100 miles to the south. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in Chicago. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
NBC Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. We woke up bright and early just to how to do you. Coffee, Don, and fruits and toast, and bacon and skillet. Joe Galigio and his boys have tunes to fill it. So come on, gang, let's take a pool at the stage meeting. Line up, kids, I'll call the roll and sing your greetings. Nancy Martin.
Well, how do you do?
And Jack Baker. Glad to see you. The Vagabonds, our guest today.
So breakfast, welfare, wake up and smile. It's not the morning, happy, make life worthwhile. Good morning, breakfast, welfare, good morning to ya. We got up bright and early to howdy do ya. Danny Mollison, your fellow, talk of welfare. America, arise. The breakfast club is on the air.
Good morning,
yeah.
No chance, please. Just good morning. It's December 8th, 1941, Monday morning. Fine day. Glad to see you around the breakfast table. Hiya, boys.
No more solitary in the Mellow Grove this morning, Mr. Manley.
All right. Yes. Okay, yeah. Fine. That's good.
How do you did this morning?
Oh, yeah. All right. Glad to see you, fellas. Yeah. Say good morning to your public. They're waiting.
Right now, Mr.
Right now.
Yes, sir. You didn't tell the public who's going to say good morning.
Well, if it's anybody else but Pappy, I'm mistaken.
Yes, thank you.
He got
there. Hear me sing, I've got swing. If you're feeling blue, don't know what to do, here's all I can say to you, get along, get along. If your rhythm's been too dreamy, and you like your something to me, that's when you should call to see me, I've got swing for bail. If you think a waltz is horrid, and you like your rhythm torrid, till it makes you mop your forehead, I've got swing for this. Rhythm is what the country needs for years and years, I said it. When you bow for me, it's C-O-T, I tell swing, but it's not for credit. So you often get your vision of my swinging sensation. I supply the incarnation, I've got swing for this.
Or I can make you mop your board. I got swing for sale, yes, sir.
Rhythm is what this country needs. For years and years I've said it. But it's bad for me, it's COD.
Well, I still swing, but it's not for pity.
There's no telling what can happen. I can start your toes and captain. I can set your fingers snap and swing. Swing. Swing.
Swing for Sale by the Vagabond. This morning in Chicago, the temperature is around 35 degrees, more or less. And it's one of those blustery, rather cold days. The wind is really whipping around. And there are snow flurries scheduled to be in the air today. That kind of a day. I don't know how it is where you are, but I hope whether the temperature is bad outside, that it's all right inside. And I mean inside you. In other words, that you're feeling good this morning. Because we have Joe Galicchio here, who's feeling pretty well.
Joe told me he felt like there was a storm raging in his stomach.
Is that so?
Yeah. Temperature is not so good for him.
Why? He's all gone.
What did you eat, Joe, last night?
Huh? Again, Joe? Again.
Forget it.
By the way, Joe, I understand, Nancy, this is kind of getting into your fancy territory, but I was reading somewhere that men's hats that are made of glass may soon be on the market.
Made of glass?
Yeah. It's going to be kind of tough on Galicchio, isn't it? That'll be one pain he can't bear, you know?
You know what? Maybe the rays of the sun, you know, will go right through the hat. Maybe he'll get more hair.
But think of the other people walking along. The rays of the sun will hit Joe's head and smack them in the eye. He'll never get anywhere.
It looks to me like Joe's got a glass head already.
Joe, before you strike and lead the orchestra, will you? Just the downbeat, please.
Sounds like quite a romance, didn't it?
It did. What? A little noisy, but nice. Nancy Martin came up with an idea the other day that I think is very, very worthy, and I'd like to have her tell you about it this morning.
Well, Don, it's just that, yes, you know, we get so many lovely things from the breakfast service all the time. Not only their letters, but quite frequently they send us beautiful gifts and a great deal of candy and cake and cookies, homemade. It's really fine. I was just thinking the other day that inasmuch as there are so many of our soldiers and sailors away now, and I know that they appreciate us, well, possibly even more than we could, some of these lovely things that, for instance, the breakfast club has been. And I was wondering if they'd think it was amiss or if they'd welcome the idea of our giving all the things that are edible, or that the soldiers and sailors might enjoy, to them at Christmas time. Because, well, you know, especially at Christmas, they send us so many things. Of course, if I give something, for instance, two or three yards of lace around the edge, I wouldn't send it to a soldier.
No, I should. Well, I think it's a very, very fine suggestion. In other words, Nancy, what you mean is any gifts we receive that could possibly be used by our armed forces, we just turn them over to them for Christmas time, huh?
Well, I think it would be a wonderful idea, and I just wondered how the rest of the people felt about it.
Well, don't you, Jay?
You're all gone right. I think it's a swell idea.
I do, too. And I think we'll inaugurate that right now. Certainly, we're not asking for any gifts.
No.
That's a cinch, because you listeners have been more than generous to us in the past. We're not asking for that at all. But any gifts we do happen to receive, as Nancy says, that it would be of more use to the armed boys and to ourselves, we certainly shall turn them over to them. Nancy, thank you very much for thinking of that swell little thought for Christmas time.
And don't think that isn't somewhat of a sacrifice, because some of those wonderful things come in, it'll be pretty hard to give up.
That's right. I know how you like to eat, and Jack and myself and everybody else around here. Well, eat, I said, Patty. Eat. Yeah, stop drooling now. Nancy is going to stand there and sing, "Why don't we do this more often?"
We interrupt our programs to bring you a special news bulletin. We take you now to the NBC newsroom.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are some of the latest bulletins on the war. The Chinese government, which for 4 years has been the victim of so-called incident at the hands of Japan, this morning has decided to make a formal declaration of war against the Japanese, and also against Germany and Italy. The Japanese foreign minister has just made this announcement at a news conference. And here's a bulletin from Melbourne, Australia. The Prime Minister of Australia, John Curtin, has just announced that the Japanese have attacked the island of Nauru. And here's a brief summary of the war news in the Orient. The Japanese army already has overawed the nation of Thailand. Siamese troops have made a brief show of resistance and then quit. Peace negotiations already are in progress. The Japanese attack has seemed to switch to the Asiatic region. Tokyo's officers have attempted to land on the forces have attempted to land on the British side of Borneo Island. There they were repulsed. Singapore naval base has had a new air raid today, lasting 45 minutes. A Japanese landing on the Siamese coast near British Malaya was repulsed. Our own Philippine Islands have been heavily bombed, mainly at northern centers, including one of our Army air bases. So far, Manila, the capital, has escaped bombing. In the Central Pacific, Japan has attacked not only Hawaii, but our islands of Wake and Guam to the south. Since the first attack yesterday on Honolulu, no further activity there is reported. The United States fleet is somewhere at sea on battle mission. As of this hour, the nations that have declared war upon Japan also include the Dominion of Canada, the Dutch East Indies, Australia, Costa Rica, Nicaragua. In London, the government in exile of Belgium announced that it is at war with the Japanese. Holland's Queen Wilhelmina is going to address the world by radio at noon. She's expected to put all Dutch resources into the effort alongside Britain and the United States. President Roosevelt's message to Congress is timed for 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'll repeat that. The President is addressing the nation and Congress at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. The National Broadcasting Company's nationwide networks are now on a 24-hour basis. Keep tuned to your local NBC station for latest news. This summary has come to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Our program to bring you a special broadcast.
We have just received a bulletin. Britain has declared war on Japan.